upset.
You have another wife, Junaid? I'm leaving you right now. Go into my father's house.
Choti, where is this coming from? I don't know what makes you think something like that.
Do you think I'm stupid? You were lying that you have to come home late because Naimbai wants you to work overtime. What a perfect smokescreen for having another wife in secret.
Choti, yeesh, man, Shaitan is messing with your head.
Don't laugh. I just added it all up now. That's why you didn't want me to phone Naim to ask him why he's making you work late. Because he doesn't know about it. That's why you're buying me sweet things every night. You know I suffer from sugar. But you buy jalebi and Bombay Crush and whatnot. I can die from so many sweet things. Maybe you want that to happen. And now you want me to drink coffee.
Ya Allah, Choti. I bought all these things to make you happy. How can you even think such a thing? Why would I want you to die, Jan?
Maybe you want to trade me in for 220s, because I'm 40 now. Where were you all these nights? Speak the truth, Junaid.
I was at the shop, Kassam. Have I ever lied to you in all these years of marriage?
I have to think about that. Yes, you did. When we were newly married and I cooked biryani for the first time, you told me it was lovely, and then I caught you feeding your plate to the cat.
Choti, I wanted the cat to also enjoy such lovely food too. Come now, dear. Read Auzu and chase all these funny thoughts out of your head. You want some coffee? Oh, Marv, not coffee. Let me look for something that wouldn't worsen your sugar levels. Eh, I forget sometimes. Marv.
Choti might be amusing in her suspicious jealousy, but how often do we allow Shaitan to run riot in our heads and we let him plant the seeds of mistrust and evil opinions about other people? We water and nurture such thoughts. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed the Sahaba not to tell him anything negative about anyone so that he may meet all with a clean heart. While Mulana takes Choti's ill thoughts of him in his stride, Faisal flies off the handle with Gori, who is only trying to patch up for their discord at Seri time.
Faisal, oh, I thought it was Leila.
It's me, what a pity.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but you implied it.
No, Faisal, I'm happy you're home. Did you have a good day?
I was having a good day till now. What do you want? An increase on your spending limit of your credit card?
No, Faisal, nothing like that. Would you like to have something?
Yeah, and bring my cigarettes too.
I thought you might quit smoking before Eid.
Gori, I need to smoke, okay? It helps me cope. You should start smoking too. At least there will be something to occupy your mouth besides chewing my head.
Why are we always fighting? Can't we be civil to each other anymore?
I don't fight with you. You just go on and on. I need space, right? Let me relax and watch the sports in peace.
Faisal, this is just a suggestion, right? But maybe it would be better if we don't watch TV in Ramadan.
It's only sports. What's wrong with it?
There are better things than wasting time in front of the TV, like catching up on Quran reading.
When did you become such a saint? Shuman, just go get my dessert and come. And don't forget the Renis.
By the way, I called Zakia. She seems okay, but I feel I should go and see her. She sounds a bit down.
Whatever you want to do, just do it.
Is it that hard to be good to someone? Especially someone who's supposed to be our own. We reserve respect for our colleagues, our friends, strangers, but not for our own family. If we want the world to be a better place, start spreading respect and affection in our home first and watch how that alters our lives. Leila has taken a drive with her friends to the Fordsburg Square when she gets an SMS.
Salam, where are you?
What do you care?
I'm sorry about cutting the call earlier. You'll never believe why.
You're right about that. I won't believe you. Anyways, I'm busy with my friends.
Oh, come on, please tell me where you are.
Fine. I'm at the square.
Okay, cool. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Adila is about to go to bed and decides to search the net for some clue to Hannah's whereabouts. Finding nothing, she starts going through every single letter she received from Hannah.
Dearest Adila, 12 November 2005. May Allah keep you safe, my sister. Your letters is a beam of sunshine. I was very happy to be chosen to be one of the fortunate enough to to receive a letter from the girls in your country. To answer you the question about my background, I am from Kandahar. My father was a diplomat, and we moved to America. I grew up and studied there. I have my major in linguistics. We had a comfortable life in the West, but my maternal grandparents were killed in an air raid in 2002. We came back to Afghanistan then. People started asking my father that he's a diplomat, what can he do? You'd rather stay safely in America. But alhamdulillah, because he is fluent in languages, he liaises with foreign aid workers, and that makes it a whole lot easier for the refugees to get help in a systematic way. My entire family works in the refugee camps, and I'm trying to pick up basic medical knowledge to assist the doctors. My friends in America think I'm crazy to be sitting here in this heat and discomfort, but comfort on the day of jihad is blood. Yours truly, Hana.
You're still up, Adi?
Gee, I'm just looking through some old letters. I need to change my life, Ma. What are we doing for the people around the world who are screaming for justice?
Well, I'm glad you're sparing a thought for them. But if you're carrying on thinking, you won't be able to wake up for Fajr. Go to sleep, Adi.
Don't throw cold water over someone's enthusiasm to better themselves. Meanwhile, Zakaria has reached the square and has spotted Layla.
Flowers? For me?
Of course, unless you want me to give it to the girl behind you.
If you do that, I'd hang you right here as a punishment for all to witness.
So, am I forgiven?
Of course you are. So what happened? Why'd you cut the call?
I was out for a jog with the cousin Yusuf when...
What? You were jogging in Ramadan? And that too with Yusuf out of all people. I didn't know you two were so thick.
No. We're not that thick. He and my elder bro Huseifa are close. But Huseifa wasn't at home, so he practically dragged me along to jog with him. According to some crazy notion of his, he feels that he will help me reading Tarawih.
That guy's a bit nuts. So let me guess, he was with you when I called?
Oh my god, it was worse than that. I gave him my phone to answer because I tripped and I was checking my ankle, right? And then he saw it was you calling. And get this, he also saw your picture was my screensaver.
You have my picture as your screensaver? That's so sweet! And unexpected.
You know how I feel about you, Layla. In fact, I remember last year, the night before Eid, I saw you here with some other guys. It made me so mad. But what could I do? I thought you would think of me as some dumb teenage guy. But it's amazing what a year can do.
I can't believe you noticed me all the way back then. The age gap doesn't seem so bad now. I wish you hadn't seen me at the square that night. One of the guys put some hashish in the hookah pipes you were smoking, as a joke. And I don't even really remember what even went down that night.
Well, I'm no angel myself. But this year, I prefer if you come with me instead of some shady friends. You'd be safer. So tell me, why are you sounding so down?
The notorious Fordsburg Square on the night before Eid escapades. Where were Layla's parents when she left the house that night? Where were Zach's parents when he came home late that night? Whatever reason a child might give for going out on such a Mubarak night, including the last 10, it should not be heeded. We destroy Barakah and stop Rahmah from entering our lives with our own hands by not giving this month the value it deserves. The next day, Yusuf drops in at the shop to see Mulana.
Assalamu alaikum. How's my favorite uncle doing today?
Alhamdulillah, man. Good to see you, bacho. I see you making the most of your holidays, eh?
Gee, you know, when I get back to work, I won't have even time to breathe. Forget seeing you. I'm so excited about this new project because we're going to try some new concepts here. We will blend modern technology with rural dynamics.
Sounds interesting. I like that you're taking your talent to the rural areas. Hey, why does everyone want to stay here in the city? There's an overload of skills here, man. But people forget their noble aspirations they had in the beginning of their studies.
I know what you mean, but I thought about what you told me when I was two-minded about whether to go to madrasa or to varsity. That whichever field I pursue, I should be the best Muslim I can be.
Sadly, we get people with dini knowledge but with no amal. I would have been thrilled if you went to madrasa. But we also need good Muslims in different fields, eh, like you. Every time you display good akhlaq, and you're easy to identify as a Muslim by your dress, that's a way of dawah to your colleagues and your clients.
True, Mamaji. So when you're working till late, hope he's going to cut you some slack for the last 10 nights of Ramadan.
And I hope so too. I'll ask him today, but what to do, man? I need the extra money, Yusuf.
But doesn't my chotima get upset that you're hardly at home?
Oh, she does. She made me laugh yesterday. She thinks I have another wife. That's why I come so late. Hey, how absurd. You just check that SMS for me. It must be your auntie. I told her to SMS me a list of groceries.
Okay, let me check. Mama G, you lied. This isn't an SMS from Chotima. It's from...